Seasons. It came out in 1963. Number one hit for them on the pop charts. It went up to number three on the R&B charts. And it is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song for that group. And, you know, they're well thought of, had all kind of hits, but when you look at their charts, the songs they charted, they were kind of like a roller coaster. They'd have a big hit, then they'd go down for a while, then they'd have a big hit. So, but they had some good stuff. This was their fourth charted song, and out of the four, three of them were number ones, and the only one that wasn't a number one was a Christmas song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So they had early success, then it kind of up and down, but good sound by the Four Seasons. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And getting us started, the next set is going to be John Fogerty as a solo artist, and then a group called Dusk, and then the Beach Boys. So let's do right now a little tribute to baseball. I know we're almost halfway through the season, but let's play one by John Fogerty called Center Field.
Put me in cold. You kiss me real good now, like I knew that you could now. Time to do what you should now, because you're getting too near.
Tender. I've ever been wrong.
Fun song by the Beach Boys, Sloop John B. 1963, went up number three on the pop charts for them. And on the rock and roll, I'm sorry, on Rolling Stone 500 influential songs of all time, that was number 276. Good Sam by the Beach Boys. Before that, the group called Dusk, I Hear Those Church Bells Ringing. Now, this was a group that was put together by the same guys that produced the group Dawn, who backed Tony Orlando. So now you see they have a group called Dawn and they have one called Dusk. Dusk to Dawn. But this song went to number 53 on the pop charts in 1971. And the lead singer was the young lady that was lead singer for the Angels, Peggy Santiglia, I believe is how she says her last name. So she was the lead singer for that group there. And before that, getting us started, John Fogerty, Center Field, 1985, number 44. And the flip went to number 20, a song called Rock and Roll Girls. So it was a two-sided hit. But then we'll send that one out to those that like that baseball. And here we are right at the All-Star break coming up. So, okay, let's keep going. We got Jackie DeShannon, then we got Clarence Carter, and then a song that, a little fun song, a little rocker about cars called Hot Rod Car. Bill Johnson, but let's do right now Jackie DeShannon and Needles and Pins.
I saw him today. I saw his face. It was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away. I gotta hide. Hey, I thought I was
Johnson, Hot Rod Car, song that didn't chart, and that's why it's kind of an expensive record when you try to find it, but it came out on the Blue Angel label, and I believe it was recorded in 1964 is the best information I can find out about that song, and good song by Bill Johnson. Clarence Carter before that, So Deep, a song that was written, that the Box Tops did that, of course, and Wayne Carson was the singer of them, and he also wrote that song. Clarence put it on an album of his in 1969. Called the name of the album was Testifying. And so this song here didn't chart. I'm not even sure this one came out on a 45 of its own. But it did come off that album. Clarence born in Montgomery, Alabama. He was blind ever since he was 1 year old. And if you go around looking for any of his stuff, if you see on the Fairlane label, a duo called Clarence and Calvin, well, that's Clarence Carter also. And he did a couple songs with him, Calvin, and on the Fairlane label. And Jackie DeShannon, Needles and Pins before that, 1963, went up to number 84 on the pop charts for her. That was her third hit. Her first six songs that charted never broke much. I think the best one was like number 84. And then finally she started getting some hits. And then her career kind of went up and down. Also, like I mentioned, the Four Seasons earlier, hers was kind of up and down, but she had a good stuff, and always liked Jackie DeShannon's music. Okay, the Bentleys, a little doo-wop sound coming in, going to get us started, and then Janis Martin, and then the Pastels. So right now we got the Bentleys doing a song called Did Anybody Lose a Tear?
I'm looking for the owner. Could anybody tell me, is he here? I'm looking for the owner. Did anybody lose a tear? Did anybody lose a tear? And if you see somebody with the head hanging way down low, I feel running down
But you're
Nice, nice sounds by a group called the Pastels, So Far Away. Now, this copy here, this song here didn't chart. It came out in 1958. You may know a guy named Big D Irwin. He did some solo work of his own, and he was the lead singer for this group. They had had a song earlier in 58 called Been So Long. It went up to number 24 on the pop charts. But this one here, So Far Away, although it's a real good sound, didn't make it. But it came out on the Argo label, if you go looking for any of the Pastel stuff. And they did some good, good songs, and that came on Argo. Let's Elope, Baby, Janis Martin, 1956 on the RCA label, song that didn't chart. You know, I think they expected a little bit more out of Janis. She never really had a pop chart or any kind of charted song, but was well known, and her style of singing was that kind of early female rockabilly sound, and she was, people kind of put her in the same vein as Janis Martin. She did a song called My Boy Elvis, but she didn't really have anything that charted, but performed for a long, long time. But that's one called Let's Elope, Baby. I'll send that out to all you people that eloped many, many years ago. And Did Anybody Lose a Tear? The Bentleys, song that didn't chart also, but 1965 for them is when this came out. And it was on the Smash label, but they had done this song as a group called the Vampires and on the Carol label in 1964. Then they re-recorded it and at the Bentleys and put it out. But neither one of them charted, but good sound. Did Anybody Lose a Tear? Okay, we've got Blood, Sweat, and Tears going to start us off. Then Denise LaSalle with a little soul. And then Charlie Feathers. Okay, so let's go right now. We got Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Go Down Gambling.
Thank you. have to go, no, no.
Oh,
Nobody's Woman, one of the more influential rockabilly singers there, Charlie Feathers, came out in 1956, didn't chart, came out on the King label, and but he was well thought of in the rockabilly world and had some good recordings and very well sought after among collectors, especially those rockabilly collectors. They like his stuff. Born 1932 in Mississippi as Charles Arthur Lindbergh. Charles Lindbergh. I wonder where his parents got that name. But anyway, Charlie Feathers, Nobody's Woman. Trapped by a Thing Called Love, Denise LaSalle, 1971, number 13 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts. And she did some good soul music, and one of those voices that was well-suited for that era and for that type of music. Born in Mississippi and raised in Chicago. And Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Go Down Gamblin', 1971, number 32 on the pop charts. Group that was formed in 1967 by Al Cooper, K-O-O-P-E-R. Then he hung around with them for a while, then he left and was replaced by David Clayton Thomas, and that's the singer that had was singing on all their hits they did. He came in 1969. Then they had quite a few hits after that one, David Clayton Thomas. Okay, we got a group called The Sheep gonna get us started. Then The 3 Degrees, and then Connie Smith do a little country for us. And right now we're going to do The Sheep. Some of you remember a song called Hide and Seek by Bunker Hill back in the early 60s, mid-60s. Well, this is The Sheep doing a kind of a garage sound. The way they did theirs, Bunker Hill did his, just kind of in a kind of an R&B style fun song, novelty type song. But these guys here put a little more rock to it. So, but anyway, I think you'll enjoy it. So here we go right now in the Sheep and Hide and Seek.
Three potato, four, five potato. One more hour and I'll be home. Close my eyes and rest my bones. Can't be more than a mile or so from Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, where the river winds across the Mason and the Dixon. Thinking about some friends I know in Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio.
I walked halfway from Louisville. Now there she lies at the foot of the hill, shining like a jewel in the
Smith, Cincinnati, Ohio, 1967, number four on the country western charts for her. Didn't do anything on the pop charts, but good sound by her for the country western charts. And she was inducted into the, joined the Grand Ole Opry, I guess you'd say, really. They're not inducted, they joined Grand Ole Opry in 1971. And a little story about her. In 1997, she married Marty Stewart, who was a country western singer also and songwriter, and but he was 17 years younger than her. And the story is, and it's straight from Marty's talking, he met her at a concert she was singing at when he was like 12 years old, and he was already almost like a child prodigy when it comes to guitars and mandolins and anything with a string on it. But he met her and just thought she was the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen, and told his mama, he said, I'm going to marry her one day. And he sure did. Many, many years later, just didn't see her anymore for a while, but then just met her again, and there they go. They got married. Okay, before that, 3 Degrees, Gee Baby, I'm Sorry. 1965, number 80 hit for them on the pop charts. And I do like that. The 3 Degrees had quite a few hits along the way. And their biggest hit was their very last pop charted hit. Then all of a sudden it just kind of dropped off. But anyway, this one was 1965, went up to number 80. Gee Baby, I'm Sorry. And The Sheep, Hide and Seek, 1966, number 58 for them. This was just a studio group that was put together by a trio of guys who had recorded as the Strangelovs. You might remember a song that these guys did as Strangelovs called I Want Candy, and it was a big hit for them. And then this trio went on and then put together another group with themselves. They just found 3 other guys and put together called The Sheep. And that's Hide and Seek. Okay, let's see. We got the Righteous Brothers. Then we got Eddie Holland as our double play of the day. Eddie Holland out of that Motown sound. So let's see what we're going to play for him. But right now we got Righteous Brothers doing Rock and Roll Heaven.
Well, you know they got a hell of a band. Yeah. reply, she said, just ain't enough love. I gotta leave you because just ain't enough love.
Just ain't enough love.
She said, that's what you told me.
Just ain't enough love.
She said, ain't enough love.
Just ain't enough love.
I said, sweet thing, please don't leave. I'm so sorry I made you grieve. So confident, pretty words would make a stay. But this is what she said as she turned and walked away. She said,
tell that that's got that Motown sound to it. Eddie Holland, Just Ain't Enough Love, 1964. Went up to number 54 for him on the charts. And before that, playing Eddie Holland two times today, they had a song called Candy to Me, again, 1964. Went up to number 58 on the pop charts. He was part of the famous Holland Dozier Holland songwriting group up there at Motown for Berry Gordy. So if you look at some of the records that were made and check out who wrote them, you're going to see Holland Dozier Holland on a lot of Motown songs. And so Eddie was one of those guys. He and his brother, and along with, I believe his name was Lamont Dozier. I think that was his first name. But anyway, Dozier. Holland Dozier Holland. That's Eddie Holland, Cry to Me, and then Just Ain't Enough Love, our double play of the day. And Righteous Brothers before that, Rock and Roll Heaven, 1974, went to number three for him, for that group. And 1974, this was their biggest hit since 1966, number one, Soul and Inspiration. So they'd kind of get, not a dry spell, they had some hits, but nothing major. And then they hit big with this one 8 years after the number one Soul and Inspiration song. Okay, it's almost time to go. Let's get this last set in. We've got the Mamas and the Papas going to get us started. Mel Torme is going to sing one for us. And then the Sultans, a little unknown doo-wop group, well, kind of doo-wop, but it was they did a little bit of everything. But they did a song also that fits in that doo-wop sound. But this is the Mama and the Papa is going to do one called 1230, Young Girls Are Coming to the Canyon. Here we go.
Dark and dirty. Outside my window was a steeple with a clock that always said 12:30. Say good morning and really mean it. To feel these changes happening in me. Thank you.
coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now, real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away.
Expect me any day now, real soon. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night.
And everything is gonna be fine.
Please come on.
Coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms.
You're in my arms, I'll be fine. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm counting every day.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hearing what I say.
That you're coming home.
And I never will go away. I'm coming home. Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting at the door.
They can't hold me back now, no more.
All alone.
I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
Gonna be with you evermore. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
You want to either ride or phone.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're
baby, I'm for sure coming home. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home.
Yeah.
It'll Be Easy. Group that came out of Kentucky. This was recorded in 1961 on the Tilt label, T-I-L-T. Song that didn't chart, at least nationwide. It may have got some airplay there in Kentucky. I'll send that out to two of my good friends, record collectors and dealers and sellers up in Kentucky, Frank and Dave Bowman. They introduced me to that song many, many years ago, and I've always enjoyed listening to that. It'll Be Easy by the Sultans. Okay, Mel Torme. And I probably, when I said earlier we're going to play a Mel Torme song, you might have thought maybe I was playing something a little bit too poppy for you to listen to. You might not like Mel Torme, but this was a hit for him in 1962. Went up to number 36 on the pop charts, and a good, good sound by him. I've always liked that song. Coming Home Baby is the name of it. And Mel Torme had a good career in the music singing business, and had lots of hits. Didn't do much as far as rock and roll stuff. Of course, that wasn't his style, but this one was good sound and well received by the listeners at that time. He was known as the Velvet Fog singer, songwriter, and also played the piano and the drums, and came out of Chicago. And also Mel Torme also wrote the song called The Christmas Song, Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire. Mel wrote that song. So good sound here, though. Coming Home Baby. 12:30, Young Girls Are Coming to the Canyon, 1967, as the Mamas and Papas went up to number 20 on the pop charts. And out of all their songs, I like Monday Monday and a couple others, but I've always enjoyed this one here. It's one of my favorites they did. Okay, we got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us today on the BRC Radio Show. We come out of Birmingham, Alabama, and try to put together a show for you each week for a little enjoyment, so hope you are enjoying it. And we always end with an instrumental. We're going to do that again today. We've got the early Fleetwood Mac group. Before Buckingham and Nicks joined them, they were called Fleetwood Mac also, but they were led by a guy named Peter Green. And in 1969, they did a song called Albatross. And they were heavy into blues and that type music and guitar work, and you'll see that when they play this. This one's kind of a slower song, but it's a good sound. It only made it to number 104 on the pop charts, but well received later in Britain more than here. And it wasn't long after this, a few years after this, that Fleetwood Mac kind of split up, and then they added Buckingham and Nicks, and away they went. But Peter Green was long gone. But Peter Green put this group together along with Mick Fleetwood and McVie, and had a good sound. But this is a song called Albatross from 1969, Fleetwood Mac. Hope you enjoy it, and thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on BRC Radio.